This weekend is Cyclone Family Weekend, so we extend a special welcome to parents and family members of our student parishioners who are with us for Mass this morning. We build on a foundation first laid by you, and so we thank you for that and for your support of our mission. I have a good friend, we've been friends for many years, who is a successful businessman and a really generous guy. And I always enjoy talking to him because I learned so much from him. Once I remember him telling me that when one of his employees makes a mistake, he's okay with that. But what bugs him the most is that employees see a problem and never try anything. They just give up. What he wants in an employee and what makes for success is persistence. Persistence matters in business. It matters in sports. It matters in life. Persistence is the difference between being successful or mediocre. Today's gospel is a kind of an odd story where Jesus compares God to an unjust judge. It talks about a powerless widow who keeps bugging and bothering the judge until she gets justice. And Jesus says the key to prayer is persistence. Now this does not mean that God is a pop machine. If I put enough orders in, I get what I want out. And it also does not mean that God is stingy with his gifts. We need persistence in prayer because prayer changes us. It's not about changing God. St. Teresa of Calcutta once said that prayer enlarges our hearts so we can receive God's gifts. That's a great definition of prayer. Enlargement of our hearts so that we can receive God's gifts. You know, a lot of times in childhood we have the image of God as a pop machine. And yet, if you put enough orders in, I get what I want out. Yes, that's faith, but it's kind of immature faith. A more mature sense of prayer is that it is the Lord enlarging our hearts. Persistent prayer has sort of a sorted out quality to it. We change in the process. We let go of our ego-driven desires. And we slowly discover what is truly worth praying for. To paraphrase the Rolling Stones many years ago, we don't always get what we think we want, but God does give us what we need. Persistent prayer is how we become happy. One of the things that I do here that I very much enjoy is coordinating a priesthood discernment group. Young men who are thinking about possibly being called priesthood. And the book that we used this last week in our discussion talked about the relationship between happiness and holiness. You know, the dominant thought on campus and in our culture is to pursue your dreams, succeed, and then you'll be happy. The problem with this is that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because it's always focused on what I want and on what the world can give to me. The author of this book, Father Brett Brannan, argues that happiness flows from holiness. to shift away from my will to God's will. A shift away from my plans for my life and God's plan for my life. A shift away from what the world can give to me to what I can give the world. I've been thinking about that a lot this last week. And I think that's really true. People in the parishes I serve, whose main focus in life is, I want to be happy, rarely are. The people in the parishes I serve, whose main focus in life is, I want to become holy, they're some of the happiest people I know. Happiness is a byproduct of holiness. Mother Teresa says that prayer enlarges our hearts so that we receive God's gifts. Persistent prayer is how our hearts are enlarged. It is how we slowly become whole. And the only way to truly find happiness in life is to pursue holiness.